This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
REI Co-op presents a perfect outdoor moment with the perfect gift. Picture this, you're ripping with your favorite person. Bluebird skies, blower powder, and frankly, you're skiing like legends.
So sick. Another lap?
Thanks to REI's curation, from lid to sticks, you nailed the gift.
No way. How'd you know?
Does it get more perfect than that? Give without guessing. Shop in store or visit REI.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Good Lord, do I love being right around here.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown, A.J. Brown!
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Relax. And that's what the Eagles did. The pieces are still there.
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth. Coming up, comedian Frank Caliendo. Comedian Charlie Behrens. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We put week 15 to bed, talking about the Monday Night Football from both ends of the spectrum. And right in between, talking about the Steelers and the Dolphins, we had a nice chat with Mark Schlereth, who's calling Tampa at Carolina on Fox in week 16. And the Steelers are heading off to Detroit. What a big game that's going to be for both teams. Week 16 is lit. As the kids might say, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's see some phone lines light up. We'll take some of your phone calls. Frank Caliendo is in our green room. My goodness gracious. And when I saw him during the commercial break, I have, we have some ideas planned for him, as we normally do. And I asked him, I said, do you want to see them in advance?
Ooh, and?
He was hemming and hawing back and forth.
No.
I gave him a clue of one of them.
Okay.
One of them. But he's just going to come out, and we're going to riff, and we're going to have a good time. And I don't know how many times he's been on this program, but...
So many.
Yeah. So
I kind of have a feeling he wouldn't want to see him.
I mean...
Yeah, you don't want to see him, right?
Give him the option, but like...
Well, he's a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants guy.
Yeah, exactly. Also, it's like, who are we to tell Frank Caliendo what's funny? You know, like, let him do it.
Okay, you're right. You know what? Who are people to tell any of us what we're doing is right or wrong? Like, for instance, I should be able to sit in this chair and say everybody's going to miss the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs now that they're out of it.
I mean, you can say that.
I did say it.
Everyone's going to agree with you.
I did say it. There was quite a bit of, wait a minute, I've written down some notes here. Pushback. Pushback.
I mean,
there it is.
That's to say the least.
So it says here there's been some pushback.
They're not a like team.
Hey, listen.
I don't get that, though. They were good. And it
doesn't matter.
Isn't it weird, Rich? Like, people build you up in America, right? You see it happen all the time with actors and athletes, pop stars. They build you up until you get here. And then once you get here, now it's time to start chopping you down, bringing
you down. Del Tufo knows all about that.
I am the king of that.
Yeah, because he's got multiple Emmys.
You're the king of doing that to other people, or people have done it to you?
Shout Jeff Walker.
Both.
Well, when I was a kid, that's how I learned.
Both
I learned as a kid.
What did you learn as a kid?
Take a lot of crap.
Oh, I thought cutting people down.
No.
Oh, okay, got it.
We can also prop up a lot of the other young, great teams in this league, and it's nice to see some new ones in the mix.
Sure. You sent me the awful announcing article that's been written about my take.
and I've been reading some of the YouTube comments. It's been fun.
I skimmed through it, and I thought, you know, the pushback was rational by saying, hey, how about that Case Keenum moment, right? That wasn't a star of the game, right? The Minneapolis Miracle is something that we're still talking about today, and it didn't involve a future first ballot Hall of Fame. As a matter of fact, it involved one of those backups that's being brought in to help somebody back up a car, I think, in the commercials, right? Case Keenum.
So no one wanted Nick Foles to win a Super Bowl, I guess? That was so bad for everyone?
No, I'm not saying that there's no room for that. There's room for that, but not at the expense of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. And the bottom line is people get sick of people.
In all seriousness, man.
Yeah,
the game Patriots. On the line in the playoffs. Mahomes has the ball in his hands. You are rooting for it either to happen or for it not to happen. You are not sitting there without an opinion.
No.
Most, you know, if you're a casual fan, now you're interested.
Yeah.
Maybe more than something else. That's what I'm saying. There's a buzz aspect to it. There's an aspect to it that people are going to miss.
Here's the thing, Rich.
Yes.
I have one rule. You don't bet against Patrick Mahomes, and now I don't have to worry about that. I can fully bet against Trevor Lawrence. Like, it's totally fine.
Okay. There you go.
I love Brock.
And future stars can be born. Filling the vacuum, the NFL is the kings of filling a vacuum.
Star-making machine.
No question. Narrative-generating machine.
We loved when the Patriots won a couple in the beginning, and then by the third one, we hated.
Well, here's the now what, though.
Teetered.
We've reached the now what portion.
Yeah.
The now what.
For sure.
The now what is Patrick Mahomes getting his knee done already. There was word that he was going to Dallas for a second opinion. It looks like he was just going for either he got the second opinion, and he's just like, okay, let's do it live. Let's do it now.
I'm ready now.
I haven't eaten all day. You know what I mean? I'm ready. You know, I'm prepped. Or he did go to Dr. Dan Cooper, paging Dr. Cooper, and say, all right, do the knee. And he's the Dallas Cowboys surgeon. Is he the guy in the hat?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
The guy in the hat who comes out to look at you when you're the Dallas. Is that the guy in the hat?
You don't want him.
Well, you want him if you want your knee done, apparently, if he's the guy.
His website, he's not wearing a hat.
Okay.
It's Dr. Dan Cooper.
I need to update my team doctor research, apparently.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you definitely do. Because, by the way, so just in case, because a lot of people did see your post, a lot of players do go to other teams' doctors to do important surgeries.
Right.
The Rams doctor out here, Dr. Neil Eletrosh.
He is the guy in the hat.
It's Dr. Dan Cooper.
Yeah, he's the guy
in the hat.
He's the guy in the hat.
Listen, you don't want to. Here's the thing. You don't want to need the guy in the hat.
No.
All right. But if you do need the guy in the hat,
go to the guy in the hat.
But you don't want to be the guy initially where the guy in the hat. See, the guy in the hat is the human form of the slow fox music.
Yes, knew it.
Okay, you don't want to be on the ground when there's a slow Fox music. The slow Sports Center music,
I mean, you play that when I make a mistake.
When I make a mistake on the show, you don't want to be the slow Sports Center. That's the fast Sports Center.
For years, it used to be Dr. James Andrews out of Alabama. Everyone from football, basketball, professional wrestlers. They all went to him.
You don't want
to
hear this. When I make a mistake, that's what you play. Like, uh-oh.
By the way, does the guy in the hat wear the hat while he's operating?
Good question.
I think I would request that.
I've seen
can you please wear the hat?
I've seen pictures from the Cowboys website.
He's better with the hat. I have a feeling the hat's got too much dust on it. You don't want that in the OR.
It's not sterilized?
Nah.
It's not sterilized.
Good one. Well, anyway, this is not funny. This is Patrick Mahomes. What are we talking about here?
He's going to be fine.
I will say this,
though. Anyway, saw the guy in the hat.
Everyone who preyed on the Chiefs' downfall, right, you should take this time and be happy because don't, like, fool yourself and think, he's not coming back, and they're going to go on another run. There's a little dip.
Here's what's going to happen. He's probably going to miss, maybe half the year next year?
Why would he miss half the year?
I'd say he'll be back by October, probably.
We've seen other players come back from knee injuries, and it takes them a little bit to get going.
Yeah, but he's different. He's not like everybody else.
If it's a 9-month recovery,
he'll be back in six.
Do the math. If it's a 9-month recovery,
I understand what you're saying.
He will be there for week one, even.
Think baby. 9 months.
I understand.
And their first year back, you're not the same. I'm just saying.
Here's maybe what they should do.
My point was, is if they get a third or fourth place schedule, they are set up perfectly for 2027.
Maybe they should have Phillip Rivers start the season for them. Don't laugh, by the way.
Actually, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing at all.
But in all total seriousness, this is a crossroads moment. The what now? First of all, the what now is, when was the last time they played insignificant football in a regular season, not at their own doing?
Probably never in the Reed era, for sure. I mean, that goes back to Alex Smith,
right?
Probably.
Yeah. And they were good then.
They were. They made the playoffs. Yeah. And Rodgers, in Mahomes' first year, where he sat most of the year. So Andy Reid talked about the what now here for the final three games and then turning a page.
I'm always optimistic about going forward. And, you know, Brett Veach does a heck of a job with bringing players in, as you can see now by the guys that are in there playing. So, and then it's, you know, our responsibility to clean things up on the coaching side of it and the players to take responsibility on their end and finish these three games. And then whoever's still here after to retool it.
Whoever's still here after, then retool it. So first things first, that doesn't sound like a coach that's going anywhere. Okay. I know that was your overreaction Monday subject matter, is that the next time the Chiefs make the playoffs, Andy Reid will not be the coach. That was your overreaction Monday topic for our podcast.
Just an idea.
No, I know that. I mean, the idea is to come up with something provocative for
Other people don't
Monday.
Understand the concept of that segment. I have to clarify
but
sometimes.
But in all seriousness, that does not sound like a guy that's – he's going to be part of the retooling and have an idea of who's – I can't wait to see who's – obviously – that can also be a sense of, we'll see who's still here. That could be, mean Travis. That could mean Kelsey.
Sure.
Like, what his decision's going to be.
Sure.
And what his decision might have to be, we'll have absolutely to take a look and ask Mahomes, you think you're coming back? You think you're ready?
He's not under contract for next year.
I know that. He's going to have to sign a new one. Yeah, I mean, that's something I think they can hammer out.
Sure.
If that's what he wants to do.
And they're very over the cap for next season, so that's another thing.
Well, these are also things.
The roster's going to look different.
Things can be kicked down the road. I'm not worried about that sort of stuff. I'm not worried about that sort of stuff. And they could use it as a retooling year and say, maybe we could draft. Well, I mean, again, Daniel Jeremiah just tweeted out the last two drafts for the LA Chargers. And as he pointed out, starters all over the place. Yeah. You hit in a draft, it's all good. So look at what the Rams have done since they sent you guys, the season ticket holders, a message that sounded like, don't expect us to light any fires here. And that's all they've done is win.
That is what it sounded like.
Double-digit win seasons in a row. But it'll be interesting to see what the retooling looks like. And it doesn't seem at the start, first blush, that Andy Reid's going to be part of the who's not there. And then it's just what's up with Mahomes. You think I'm kidding? You call Philip Rivers and say you want to play one more month? I don't know. Crazier things have happened.
I mean, Phil would take that just for the health insurance.
We're here on. By the way, apparently his health insurance was running out. Did you know that?
Is it really?
Yes. You get five years of health insurance.
Week left
after you retired.
Yeah.
And now maybe he's got it refreshed.
It is now kicked in. For
that's
under
right.
Five. Smart business
decision. Is there somebody in like the front office of 345 Park Avenue HR going? Damn it! We thought we had all 19 Rivers.
How many kids
off the books?
Rivers was off.
Well, some pediatrician in Alabama is like high fiving.
We're back.
We're here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. So the Chiefs are out. Who's in? Well, the Denver Broncos are in. They clinched a playoff berth due to their win over the Green Bay Packers. The Los Angeles Rams clinched a playoff spot thanks to their win over the Lions. So that's two of the 14.
Oh, yeah.
This next week, a lot more can clinch, and I have here in my hands.
Hey.
Playoff clinching scenarios, everybody. Which one are we going to start with, Hoskins? Which one are we going to start with? You want to start with the AFC? Yes, let's start with the AFC first. The Denver Broncos have a playoff clinching berth scenario to win the West and also the one seed. They can walk out of week 16 with both in hand. If they beat the Jaguars and the Chargers lose in Dallas, the AFC West is wrapped.
Oof.
If that happens, and the Bills and Patriots also lose, as you know, the Patriots are playing the Ravens, the Bills are in Cleveland, then the Broncos would wrap up the one seed with 2 weeks to go. Not so likely, right? That would require the Browns to beat the Bills.
Yeah.
Thank you for the music.
Not likely, but you never know.
The Bills have a playoff clinching scenario. Okay. How about that? First time of 2025.
Here we go, yo.
If they win at Cleveland and either the Colts or Texans lose, Don't forget the Colts have a Monday night game against Philly Riv. Texans are playing the Raiders.
Colts 49ers on Monday night.
Colts 49ers. What did I say?
You said the Colts were playing against Phillip Rivers.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
That's okay.
Colts are playing with Phillip Rivers against the 49ers.
I'm not going to
thank
drag
you for
you
that correction.
Comments
thank
that,
you very much. No, you should play the slow sports.
You're allowed to be wrong.
Right there. I made a mistake. No, that's okay. So I think Buffalo's not clinching a playoff spot. It's not likely, right?
Not likely.
Okay. Oh, well, actually, a Buffalo win and Indianapolis loss, or there's an or, so
okay,
they could
so
potentially
yeah, yeah, yeah.
do it. So if they beat Cleveland, they will be sitting on Monday Night Football rooting for the 49ers to win.
Right.
If that happens, the Bills punch a playoff.
There you go. I think that might
take
happen.
It.
Yeah.
The Patriots.
Winning in, right?
All they winning in.
Yeah.
Look or an Indianapolis loss would put them in, too.
Oh, nice. Okay, great.
A Houston loss would as well. But the AFC East would still be up for grabs. The Jacksonville Jaguars have a playoff clinching scenario.
Yeah. Respect.
If they win in Denver and Indianapolis loses, they're in. So they need to win and have an Indianapolis or Colts or Texans loss. That's it. So they got the Chargers have a playoff clinching scenario. Boy, they win in Dallas. If LA wins, Jacksonville wins, and the Bills win, and then an Indianapolis Colts loss would punch three playoff tickets. Boy, that's a big Monday night game.
Okay, Philly Riv,
that's
let's
why
go.
Philly Riv came off the couch to save the Colts season and prevent these playoff clinching scenarios from happening. If Indianapolis wins, everybody's got to wait till the next week to punch a playoff ticket, with the exception of New England. They could just do it on their own. All right, in the NFC. I told you the magic number for the Philadelphia Eagles is one to win the East, and the playoff clinching scenarios back it up. If Dallas, the Chargers could just put the Eagles in. The Eagles are at Washington on Saturday. That's part of the doubleheader on Fox.
You can't do another tie.
The Bears and Packers play one another. You could.
What was the last time someone had two ties?
If the Bears beat the Packers and the Lions lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers, then Chicago clinches a playoff spot. And the same scenario for the Packers. So whoever wins the Bears and the Packers has got a hope for the Steelers to go into Detroit and have a little bit of Rodgers magic once more time in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? All right. The Niners have a playoff clinching scenario. All they got to do is beat the Colts, and they're in.
Oh.
They're in.
Nice.
Or if Detroit loses, they'll already know they're in. Boy.
I mean,
the Steelers can punch some playoff tickets, too. And, the Thursday night football game, as I said, the Rams are already in. Seattle wins, and they're in. And if they don't, then they got to hope for Detroit to lose. That means the Rams do not have the West can't be clinched, even with a win. That's because the Niners are still lurking.
Yep.
Oh, man.
The West won't be won.
That is, the West won't be won. A different miniseries. Correct. And those are your Week 16 playoff clinching scenarios. Yeah. Share it with everybody. So the bottom line is, if the Niners beat the Colts, they would punch their own playoff ticket. Let's just say the Lions beat the Steelers. So the Niners would have to Monday night punch their own playoff ticket by beating the Colts. And if the Bills, Jaguars, and Chargers have already won, they would punch four playoff tickets, their own, and three in the AFC, because the Colts being eliminated would set that field up.
Thank God there's not a test on this.
All right.
Well, there might be.
There is.
Not for me.
Okay.
I'm failing.
Let's take a break here. Let's take a break.
Let's go.
Hey.
All right. Frank Caliendo coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels.
For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more.
Experience a membership that backs what you're building with American Express Business Platinum. Unlock over $3,500 in business and travel value annually with statement credits on select purchases from brands like Dell, Hilton, and Adobe, and other benefits. American Express Business Platinum. There's nothing like it. Based on total potential value of statement credits on select purchases and other benefits, enrollments required, monthly and other limits and terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum.
Meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration and use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
Frank Callahan was here on the
Yama.
I'll work on a Barkley.
ESPN
you're saving
radio.
Some of them for later. I can feel it. ESPN. I start to do a voice and you're like,
No. Barkley is not one that was on our list here. By the way, ESPN Radio is back. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Frank Caliendo is here.
How's my upper lip, by the way? Last time I was sweating,
You look
crazy. And I was like worried.
Because you decided to wear a jacket here.
That was not smart.
It's not.
And then I wore long sleeves today, and I was like, what am I doing? And then the other shirt didn't fit well. So
you're good. I'll give you a heads up. Sarah's at the ready, off camera.
She's
just
prepped.
In case she can come in. Like a pit crew. Like the, you know, like if you
oh, yeah.
If you need it
for Jean Leclerc.
You can do that. FrankOnStage.com to see Frank starting on New Year's Eve in Phoenix, Arizona, December 31st, for those who need the actual date. Do you do a Nance?
Not well. It's one of those... I find it every once in a while. It's the quiet. There's a couple different Nances. There's football Nance and there's golf Nance.
Oh, okay.
My friend John Holmberg does a really good. And when we go Romo and Nance, he will usually do the Nance.
Right.
But it's that hello friends, Jim Nance, along with my pal Tony Romo.
Oh, Jim. Jiminy Kuru-Turu. Did you see Mary Poppins? Jim Jiminy Turu. Bert, he's still alive. Dick Van Dyke doing a great job. Oh, my goodness. I love the Dick Van Dyke Show and all the Mary Tyler Moore. Tremendously talented people. They're so good at what they do, Jim. I'm smiling from ear to ear and actually across my ears. I didn't think my smile could be bigger than my face, like Mr. Potato Head with extra extremities.
Wow. Because Nance will say the name Pacheco like it's a six-syllable word. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like Pacheco.
Pacheco.
You know, here's Isaiah Pacheco coming out of the backfield. Yeah, like, he'll really lay into it.
Yeah.
You know?
Who were they saying a couple weeks ago that they pronounced the name differently than they'd ever pronounced it before?
It was Mariota. That was Collinsworth.
That was Collinsworth.
Marcus Mariota. And we're like, where the hell did that come from?
Tomiko was doing it too.
Well, yeah, I know.
Like, there must have been a production meeting.
It was exactly that.
You know, if Gruden was there at a production, he's like, I'm just going to do it the way I've always done it. How's that sound, man? Marcus, that sounds like you're going to start swearing, man. Marcus Mariota. I'll tell you what, man. That's pretty good ends. How about this? Let's start doing that with every NFL quarterback. Aaron Rodgers. I love Aaron Rodgers. Or is that French? Aaron Roger. I'll tell you what, man. You got to look out for the French. You ever been to the Eiffel Tower, man? That's almost as tall as Victor Wembanyama. I wouldn't take a shot against the Eiffel Tower. That's the same. That's where he's from, man. He's from France. You ever see London? You ever see France?
I have, John. I have seen France, as a matter of fact. What?
You ever seen Wimby?
I wasn't sure where I was going with that. And I remember we're on Disney Plus right now, man.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
We put the plus in it, man.
I tell you what, man. That's a pretty good situation right there. It's better than Disney Minus.
Oh, my God. Frank Caliendo here.
Unless you have absolute value around it, then it's absolute always value. Disney Plus, man. You remember absolute value brackets?
Oh, God.
I'd love to put some absolute value brackets.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It's going bad.
Ladies and gentlemen. So, frankonstage.com.
There you go.
Omaha, Nebraska, Naples, Florida, Brookfield, Wisconsin are all spots. All right. We've got some fun planned for you.
Already?
As always. You ready for the fun?
Yeah. I heard you talking about it. You didn't show me any of them last time.
Right.
And they went over very well.
You had no idea we were going to do the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches.
And now, as I'm wiping the lip.
Do you need Sarah coming in?
She's on her phone. Okay. How's it look?
What do you think?
It's good.
Yeah, she's giving you the stamp. That's good.
So, but people were like into that. They were like, the fact that I didn't get them in advance.
That's correct.
So I started like propping that up and saying that was a big deal. And now, then when you wanted to show it to me, I was like,
there was one of them that I wanted to give you a heads up on in case you were not well versed on the roster.
This is where you lie and say, I saw none of this.
You did see none of these.
No.
Okay, here we go.
I saw the last
first one. First one, Frank Caliendo, because it is the holiday time.
Yes.
Okay. I'd like you to tell me what's being served for Christmas dinner at the John Madden. The John Madden Christmas dinner that's being served right now.
I mean, well, you know, there's a I was going to meta on that, but okay. So at the Christmas dinner, you got the turkey and the chicken and the duck, and you stuff them all together. You got the turducken. That's first of all. Then you got the casserole, which is beans stuffed into. You got the corn stuffed into carrots. It's not for succotash. That's what they used to say. And then we used to do a thing where Pat and I, we'd spend Christmas together sometimes, and Pat'd be like, "Pass the gravy," and I'd pass the gravy, and then boom, you got moist turkey.
My brain immediately went to the wrong place of Madden in heaven, and I was like, well, that's not it.
Okay, that's a good one. I love it. John Madden's Christmas dinner. Next one, Jerry Jones. What's on your Christmas list?
Well, I think we are in desperate need of a pass rusher for Christmas. It has been a while since we have been able to rush the pass, and I believe that as the owner, president, general manager, and coach of the Dallas Cowboys, that I will get what I want. I am on the nice list. Some owners are on the naughty list. I have never in my life been on the naughty list. And I do not believe that will ever take place.
Do you think you need to change maybe the rules on who makes the playoffs in terms of your current situation?
We have looked into it. That and robot refs.
Cletus? Is Cletus the ref?
Cletus, the Fox mascot.
Yes.
A giant transformer-like robot will become the head referee, the Ed Hockley. But not as strong.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, but not as strong. Very good. Frank Caliendo. Next up, I'd like to ask Adam Schefter, what is the meaning of Christmas?
Well, according to my sources, at this particular time, it appears that Christmas is about giving. It is the giving season in the Christian faith. Christmas is about the birth of the baby Jesus away in a manger. No room for a crib. And according to my sources, I'm going to go more secular with deck the halls with boughs of holly. According to my sources, fa la la la. It appears that Santa is already making his toys available around the world.
Really?
We have. The elves are in production getting ready. It's the preseason for the Elves as we approach the regular season for the Elves and then the playoffs. Christmas Eve goes into the Super Bowl of Christmas for Santa Claus, which is Christmas Eve. The end.
It's now time. Do you want to come in? Sarah's coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, she's coming in. Sarah's coming in. Sarah Jackson, get in there. Yeah, all right, here we go. There we go.
I told you.
We always get a cutaway to Del Tufo whenever. There we go. Look at you, man.
Oh, yeah, Frank.
Frank Caliendo.
So you got some sweat right there and some sweat right there, and then boom, she can't get rid of it.
Tough acting Sarah Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
Tough acting Sarah Jackson.
Yeah.
All right, now that Frank is all beautifully powdered, two more to go. Stephen A. Smith. What are your New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolutions are in no particular order. Peace and goodwill toward men. Mm-hmm. I believe that is best for everyone. I was prepared for Christmas stuff, and you're going already to New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would have to say, what else are my New Year's resolutions? To help out the Dallas Cowboys to maybe win again. Or am I against them? I can't remember which it is anymore. And maybe, just possibly, think of something better for this next time.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Frank Callahan,
I didn't have it. See, that's what happens when you go. What happens. You put it out there and you fail.
All right, so then what do you want for Christmas then? For Stephen A. Smith.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. We're going Christmas carols
two
again.
First takes?
Two first takes. There it is. Finding a way. That was not detrimental to the whole situation.
All right, last one for you then, Frank. Mel Kiper Jr., what is your evaluation of Santa's reindeers?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas in perpetuity.
I guess the 3-4 syllable words are perfect.
Yeah, that's
Stephen,
those are all. Those are all the.
Right.
Isn't
that your Rome sort of beat?
Incredible.
Right.
Phenomenal. Ridiculous. Perpetuity.
That's right. Arugula.
Arugula. What a great lettuce. Nice job.
Oh my God. What is your evaluation of Santa's reindeer, Mel Kiper Jr.? Give me, I guess, the top prospects of Santa's reindeer.
About a tremendous set of reindeer, Rich. Yeah, we all know about Rudolph. You got Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Yeah, Dasher, tremendous downhill speed, doing a great job with the rest of the reindeer. Prancer and Dancer, a little bit more shifty backs. I don't want to give them Barry Sanders type of moniker, but that's a Prancer and Dancer really doing a nice job. Maybe a Saquon Barkley type of maneuver. Then Ranzer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, breaking into the backfield. I mean, that's the thing. You don't want to see Miles Garrett. The Miles Garrett of reindeer breaking in toward your quarterback at the end of the day. You're not going to get presents if that's what's happening. Yeah. So we're going to look. Let's see. And like I said, the most famous reindeer of all, Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer, shiny nose, able to see tremendously. As Santa Claus is delivering gifts, and the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Rudolph doing a tremendous job at the NFL Reindeer Combine, ran a 4.24 just like Rich running his, but then doing a great job with the chalk talk. Rudolph not only tremendous field vision, but at the end of the day, I want Rudolph, lead my sleigh. He's the guy.
Wipe that down.
You're right that Rudolph faced adversity and got through it, right?
You don't want to, like you look at a guy like Herbie the Elf doing a job. He didn't want to be a dentist. This is an elf who wanted to be a dentist to thought about, kind of like a Kyler Murray type of situation. They end up at the Island of Misfit Toys, the Winter Warlock. For my money, Santa Claus is coming to town, the number one Christmas special, Kris Kringle, left on the doorstep, finding his way, Meister Burger. He wanted to play the yo-yo. He didn't want Kris Kringle delivering toys. The kids didn't have any toys. It was good. The whole situation was great. Then Kris Kringle shows up in his red suit. Jessica, tremendously beautiful,
a lady, she, you know, there's kind of a stop motion type of thing, but then they put one stop foot in front of the other. At the end of the day, you end up walking through that front door.
You can, because you could, you could also, Santa could put Blitzen anywhere on the line.
That puts,
too,
I, yeah, you, right? Could, you can line you up could, anywhere. I mean, that's the thing about Blitzen. You don't line him up in one slot. You can put him anywhere on the field. I've seen Blitzen. I've actually seen Blitzen start in the defensive backfield. That, yeah, that's not something a guy like a Blitzen would normally do. Nobody really does that. I mean, when you run around, you run. It's called a defensive stunt. And at the end of the day, that's what this entire bit was.
Thank Caliendo, everybody. Very good. So good. You want to shot, take a shot at Berman reading "'Twas the Night Before Christmas"?
"'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there." That's all I can remember.
Ladies and gentlemen. But according to my sources, at this particular time, it appears that St. Nicholas will arrive with a sleigh full of reindeer and presents for all the children of the world.
Yes.
Oh. And I don't even understand.
And say what you will, but nobody delivers the presents like Santa Claus. I mean, he's...
oh, my God.
Nobody circles the world.
Like Kris Kringle.
Like Kris Kringle. Kris Kringle. Meh, meh. Back to you, Rich.
Oh, my God. As always, I'm crying.
And I'm sweating.
Me too. Oh,
this must be work.
Oh, my gosh. I can't breathe. FrankOnStage.com to see this man at work. Phoenix, Arizona on New Year's Eve. Omaha, Nebraska, and Naples, Florida to wrap up January. Brookfield, Wisconsin.
This is what the stars get.
Look at you. You got you. You got your own little windmill right there.
Yeah,
huh?
Right.
Oh my gosh! Hey, you're doing his cardio right here.
So good
on the program. Oh my gosh! What? I guess last one for you. What was the most? I can't.
What, Rich? What is it, Rich?
Richard, Darth Vader?
Why don't we turn you to Rich? You could be Richard J. Right.
It's something Robert Downey Jr.
Eyes.
Robert Downey Jr. would have.
Robert
that, Frank.
Downey Jr. What are we doing? Where'd the fans come from? Oh, they're always around me. Okay. That's a good, well, Robert Downey Jr. says the bit is he belches halfway through a sentence. I'm going to do me a favor and ask you a couple questions.
Thor, the God of Thunder. We understand here.
Oh my God!
I could always throw Mark Ruffalo in, but nobody knows I'm
Mark
even doing
Ruffalo,
it.
Mark Ruffalo, that's a deep
Who
cut.
Who knew? That's ridiculous. I see this as an absolute win.
That's not bad at all.
No, it's great. What are you talking about?
I just went higher.
One said, "Did you touch my drum set?" Come on, Rich.
John C. Reilly is a nice deep cut.
John C. Reilly, like Stephen A. Smith, but you know, not.
Did you touch my drum set? I have to say that if you touch my drum set, we're going to have a problem here.
So, John C. Reilly and Stephen A. Smith as stepbrothers.
great
idea you just gave
Did
up
we
with
just
that.
Become best friends? I believe we did in perpetuity.
How do you turn this on?
That's Ladies and gentlemen, there, Frank Caliendo did not ruin the dinner and possibly the evening. Oh, my God. FrankOnStage.com to see this man live. Thanks for coming in, brother.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Always. When do I get to see you again?
I'll tell you what, man. It's going to be pretty soon.
You think so, huh? He's coming back.
I think
back.
I'd be a pretty good Buddy Elf, man. I'll tell you what.
Gruden on the shelf?
I'll tell you. Gruden on the shelf, man. The Chucky on the shelf? I'll tell you what, man. Some of these things I've been doing overnight are pretty crazy. Why are people always melting Hershey bars and putting it on toilet paper? I'll tell you what, man. There's a lot of weird things going on with these Grudens on the shelf. I'll tell you what, it's a tremendous job. How come they... What? Why are there jelly beans underneath me, man? I'll tell you what, that's tremendous. You ever swing from licorice? I'll tell you what, that's a pretty good idea, man.
Frank Caliendo, everybody. Man. Another side-splitting, face-hurting appearance here on The Rich Eisen Show. Check out, again, frankonstage.com for tickets to go see this man live. We're back with more here on The Rich Eisen Show.
We'll be right back. Back after this.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Sonos has got its holiday sale going on right now. You should investigate, to say the very least, because we have Sonos in our house, music and TV and anything you want to listen to in any room that you want to put it in your house. The stuff that they have, from the speakers to everything else, the software, unbelievable. So easy for you to install as well. My kids love it. Susie loves it. You will as well. That holiday sale that I'm telling you on right now, it goes through December 28th. So get cracking at Sonos.com. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life in your house with Sonos. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Derek in Missouri needs the RES consulting help, I'm told. What's up, Derek?
Oh, not a whole lot, Rich. It's a little quiet here in the state of Missouri after what happened 2 days ago, not just because the fact that Chiefs were eliminated, but what happened to Patrick Mahomes was, pretty unfortunate. You hate to see that happen to anybody, no matter who it is. Yep.
Correct. I agree. What else is on your mind?
So I need a little assistance from RES Consulting for my some of my Week 16 picks.
Okay.
I'll give you three in particular. I have eight to choose from, but I'll give you three in particular that I need the most help with.
Please.
More than anything. So I got the Thursday night game between the Rams and the Seahawks. And another one is Green Bay and Chicago, and then New England and Baltimore. What would you take in those matchups if you had to take one?
Man, it's going to be tough for the Rams to win in Seattle, but I think they are the better team, to be very honest with you. They have the better... You know, they have their own all-world receiver in Puka. Mm-hmm. Seattle has the one in JSN, but they have been having trouble on third down. They've been having trouble scoring, period, other than their defense being the catalyst of late.
Sure.
But they can obviously win, that's for sure. I don't know why I can't quit the Packers over the Bears. And what was the last one? New England. And New England's a better team than the Ravens right now. They should bounce back. They had the Bills down 21, you know. And the Ravens and also, I think the Ravens also had the Bills down. Didn't the Ravens also have the Bills down 21 also? Back in week one?
What was the
deficit or something close to 21? But I don't know if I gave you any help, but that's where I'm leaning on all those games here on the Tuesday before all of it happening. Thanks to the call, Derek in Missouri, everybody. But I didn't give him the full RES consulting experience. You want to chime in, gents?
Man, wouldn't shock me if the home teams won. You mentioned the third down issue for Seattle. Devontae Adams not being there is kind of a big deal. Gives them the opportunity to kind of double.
That's Puka true.
And just, maybe one of the tight ends break off for the Rams. Who knows? Chicago, Green Bay. Green Bay is one of those kind of roller coaster teams. They look great 1 week and then not so much the rest. And then the Patriots, you know, struggle against the run and kind of closing out games in the second half. So Derrick Henry might have a big game. I don't know.
Those are three big games, though. Yeah. You just named them.
Yeah, massive. All playoff-type feel.
Lions-Steelers, too, pal. Rodgers back in Detroit.
And we mentioned Jacksonville-Denver earlier.
Jacksonville-Denver might be the marquee game of the weekend.
Yeah.
With all due respect to Bears-Packers. And Bears-Packers is pretty huge every single time. Unbelievable. And now you've got the Bears back on top again. I mean, Packers go from one down to the wild card. The Bears go from the wild card up to one, back to the wild card, now back up to two.
Bears-Packers Saturday, right. Saturday night.
But if you're the Bears now, you're looking at the pack without Micah, and you got to be
Micah.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Micah.
And the Bears have been running the ball really well. So.
Right. And then the college football playoffs begin Friday.
That's true.
Yeah.
Greg Sankey's on tomorrow's program as two SEC teams take on one another. Oklahoma beats Alabama, and all of us in Ann Arbor, Michigan will be like, hey, Kalen, will you check this box?
He already said he's not going anywhere.
I heard that. Everybody
it took him a lot. It took a lot to get the answer
out
of him.
Though. What do you think he's going to say
before
a college football playoff game?
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. Which is why this is so stupid. This whole calendar is so stupid and dumb. That said, though, Bill Parcells once went to a Super Bowl for the Patriots, and it was all done.
It's done.
You know, that it's happened in the pros as well. I mean, so... everybody knew that Parcells was coaching in the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and this thing was not.
Yep.
The grocery shopping was going to be done elsewhere. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's only college football, but right now, these days, that's what I've got to talk to Sankey about tomorrow. You know, in the same way that we're all in Ann Arbor rooting for Oklahoma to give us a quick shot at Kalen DeBoer, if that even is the right move, I don't know. As you know, I'm looking for I'm not trying to fish into deep sea waters here like that. I'm looking for somebody that is ready to do more. Yeah, an up-and-comer, like, as I say, a football Dusty May. Yeah. But, I don't know who that person is. But, you know, in the same way that I'm like, hey, Kalen, will you check this box? I'm saying to Greg Sankey, will you check this box? Can you, with Tony Petitti, get in a room and take over?
Yeah.
Get, you know, you and the Big Ten commissioner, get in the room with a lot of the executives we know at ESPN and get in a lot of executives that you know at Fox.
Yeah.
And let's get in a room and figure this thing out. And will you be the commissioner? Will you check this box? I've asked him multiple times and appearing here, and he's like, I don't want any part of it. Because who the hell knows?
We
got to
fix a lot.
Here's what we got to do. We got to figure out who are the teams that are in the boat for the college football playoffs at the tippy toppest of the tier. Let's figure out 64 of them. And then who's in the lower tier that you can relegate back and forth and elevate from them. And then get every other sport out of the mix. College basketball's on its own island. Yep. And then the rest of the so-called Olympic sports are on their own island. So you don't drag everybody from one coast to the other, you know, for swimming or volleyball just because football's mandated it.
Yep.
There we go. We fixed it.
Boom. Look at us.
RES Consulting.
That's it. Unite.
I mean, I missed this last night. Arch Manning going back to Texas for next year.
There you go. There you go.
Looks like the boat's going to wait here.
We can go home now if we only have a whole third hour.
Right, exactly.
Charlie Behrens, the comedian, is here in studio for hour three. Keep the laughs going.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.